Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, July the 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 2.25 cents at 622, September wheat up 7.5 cents at 891.5, and November beans down 18.25 at 1439.75. The corn overnight did pierce the 200-day moving average and then rallied about a dime. Moving average, 200-day moving average is at 614. We got down to 612 and then bounced. I'm not quite sure why. Maybe there was a little bit of Chinese buying or a little bit of end-user buying on the breakout here against the 200-day moving average. We didn't see any export sales this morning here again. We've got this long weekend coming up. This is usually a pretty good swing weekend, meaning that if we close higher on Tuesday, that we've got a pretty good chance that maybe the lows are in. If we close lower on Tuesday, it would tell me that we're going to see more fund liquidation. Palm oil was down overnight. Bean oil was down 69 ticks, but the crude oil is up 287 a barrel. Offsetting that somewhat is the dollar back up 71 ticks, back over 105 at 105.23. That's about 10 ticks away from a new contract high close. The bonds are on a pretty good rally. They've rallied about 9 points now off their lows. That may be enough in here for the time being. Silver down 85 cents, under 20 bucks at 1949. Gold under 1800 at 1791. That's down 15 bucks. Bitcoin up 495 bucks, but still under 20,000 a coin. Overall, the reports I thought were pretty friendly to the beans. The beans broke late yesterday on the corn and wheat, making new lows. And then overnight, they pounded it. I'm not quite sure what they saw. Maybe the bean oil and the palm oil being lower spooked a lot of people. I don't know. My guess is that when you look at the funds and the charts out here, if we take out that 200-day moving average again in the corn, I really think we'll see some pretty heavy fund selling out here. So, you know, the weather is good. We don't see any real major problems out there. It's going to be a little bit warm, but it's the summertime. We expect it to be in the low 80s to low 90s out here. We don't see too many extremes. So I think this market, should be a little bit on the defensive, but we're oversold. We're due for a rally. We tend to make our low is the first Monday of the month. In this case, it would be the first Tuesday of the month. So maybe we, get a chance there to buy it and see if we can't rally this market somewhat. Looking at the weather around the country, the central part of Iowa looks like it gets rain Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. Temperatures nothing over 83. Nothing over 93. Most of the temperatures 88 to 93 degrees. Gets a little bit hotter later toward the end of next week. Let's see what else we got here. Kansas, getting rains today, rains tomorrow. It gets hot again, 100 to 102, Monday, Tuesday, and then backs off just a little bit without much rain. But they will get good rains today and good rains tomorrow. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. Nebraska is going to have good rains today. Maybe a good chance on Tuesday. Temperatures up to 101 on Monday. They're still the hot spot out here. And a week from Sunday, they're expected to be 107. So we do get hot again. So, we don't make a corn crop in July. We don't make a corn crop the first week of July. We make a corn crop the second and third and fourth week of July. So if we do start to turn this thing back into a furnace on these lows, it may be a pretty good buying opportunity against that 200-day moving average. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.